Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Welcome, friends. Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It is June 16th, 2021, and God's on the move. I've been getting some of the deepest revelation I've gotten in years, and I've gotten the deepest impartations of peace that I've gotten in years, and at the same time, I've had some high-level attacks against me. But I tell you, right now, I have a word for you. Just to stay moving forward. Don't focus on the attacks. Don't look back. Don't stop right now. Just keep moving forward. There's good news ahead. So, Lord, we ask that you would open up the heavens right now. Prepare us for what you have. I pray right now for the invitation that you have, that you're going to visit us in various ways. So we need to understand what a visitation might look like so we don't miss it when you're doing this. So, Lord, we ask that you open up the heavens now in Jesus' name. Amen. God wants to visit you. We are in a season right now that the Lord is opening up the heavens. He's giving revelation into your situation. He's given the ability to see greater things. That was one of the prophetic words I had for this month. John 1, verses 50 and 51. Check it out. Jesus said this, you will see greater things than that. Most people tend to quote the other verse of John where you will do greater things, but the Lord says right here, you will see greater things. And he added, very truly I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. He's the Son of Man. So he was describing Jacob's ladder, basically. Jacob had had an encounter with the Lord in Genesis. And this is a point where the angels ascended and descended upon the Lord. And he's saying this to you right now, that we're in a season of getting open heaven revelation, downloads, wisdom, understanding, greater levels of healing, impartations of love, peace, and power, and joy, all of the above. You will have to battle for it. And most people might not understand. That's why I'm doing this podcast this week, to help you get ready so you don't miss it. When this stuff comes to you, it already is happening, possibly, most likely. But I've been getting some of the deepest revelation I've had in a very, very long time. But it's coming differently. And I also get some high-level attacks. But I'm not focusing on the enemy at all. I tell you, don't focus on your attack. Write it down. Ask the Lord to show you what the root is in your attack. It will reveal things. But don't focus on the attacks. And watch as things open. You know, I get powerful downloads, you know, that sometimes they used to be longer, put it that way. In this season, they're very, very short. But boy, are they packed and full. So get ready to receive. I'm going to release this over you right now. There's something happening in the spiritual realm. I've been releasing prophetic words for the last couple of months about Matthew 13. You can take anything out of Matthew 13. The Lord wants to do these things right now. One of them is Matthew 13, 11. Jesus said, but the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you. Wow, who wants that? The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. In verse 34, Matthew 13, 34, Jesus said, I will open my mouth in parables and I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. This is going on right now. That's fresh revelation. In fact, that's revelation we need right now. Hidden things from the creation of the world. So get ready. As revelation is going to flow, I'm going to activate you to prepare for your visitation. Get ready to write it down. Habakkuk 2:2 says this. He says, then the Lord answered me, write the vision down and make it plain on tablets. I wonder if they were talking about iPads. Make it plain on tablets. That he or she who hears it may run with it, that a herald may run with it. So get ready. I tell you, right now, I'm in a season, I got to carry my phone with me and have it open to a note-taking app. It doesn't matter what it is, don't worry. I just open up notes. I have a couple of different ones. I dictate in on my tablet, basically, because I'm getting so much all the time, and I don't quite understand it. I'm getting revelation. You know, sometimes it's the plans of the enemy. Other times it's a writing idea. Sometimes it's something to add to this Spirit Connection podcast. You know, it just depends. I'm just capturing things. I guess maybe 3,000 words a day I'm capturing sometimes, but I just keep it going. So get ready to do a Habakkuk 2:2. Here's another one. Get ready to speak it to others. In Ezekiel 3:3-4, this is for those who aren't writers. Maybe you're not a writer, but you know, this is to write down. But Ezekiel 3:3-4, the Lord said, "Son of man, eat the scroll I am giving you and fill your stomach with it." In verse 4, he says this, "Now go speak to the people." So God is giving revelation right now. Some people are going to write it down. Others, you're going to speak it. Now, some you might need to pray, because some of it, I just pray over people. I honestly, I don't even release half the, oh my goodness, 90% of what I get, I don't even release. I get a prophetic word over everybody I meet normally, just when I walk by them, and I release that over them. And I pray it up into heaven. The Lord said, "Wow, did you know that no one has even been praying for that person on earth?" So I'm in a prophetic intercession network, but I also write some of the words I get. I also speak some of the words I get. The Lord said, Jeremiah 30, verse 2, get ready to write books. Jeremiah 30, verse 2, this is what the Lord says. The God of Israel says, write a book, all the words I have spoken to you. Now, this is a season of backlog, revelation, and unanswered prayers are now being released. Not all prayers that you've prayed previously are being released, but a lot of things are. The Lord is releasing downloads, and you'll need to capture it. Some of you are about to write books who've never thought you would write a book. Others have been stuck. The Lord's going to release you into writing and finishing, because he's releasing a visitation power. And so the purpose of all this, by the way, is Ephesians 1:17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and understanding so that you may know him better. God wants to release wisdom, understanding. These encounters that I'm talking about, at whatever level they come, is to know him better. That's the goal of all of this, is to grow in deeper intimacy. Now, there's common ways that most of us kind of get the visitation. You know, as I'm training on this for years, I've been training on dream interpretation. I've been training on angelic encounters and opening things up and opening the heavens over people. One of the most common ones that I see is Job 33:14-16. Now, I like the King James Version. And this is, it says that God may speak in one way or another. Man does not perceive it. In a dream, in the vision of the night, while deep sleep falls upon them, while slumbering on the beds, he opens their ears and seals their instructions. So the Lord can visit you. I'm talking about visitations. Get ready for your visitation. He can visit you in dreams and visions. Now, sometimes you know what it means, you know, and like Jacob, you know, he had a dream and he knew exactly what he said. You know, "I want you to go do this with your father-in-law, and I'm going to show you how to get, you know, to get out of debt," basically. So he had a dream. He knew what it meant. But then there was other dreams. They don't know. You don't know what they mean. So that you have to seek out the wisdom. And then there's other dreams that are Job 33 dreams that seal away in you. He downloads your instructions right to your spirit so the enemy can't touch it. You can't even mess these up. How good is that? This is called revelation with no obligation. Then might be you live it out. You go into a place and you feel like suddenly you get deja vu. You feel like you've been there before. Most likely, it's Job 33. The Lord has been sealing your instructions. So that's one visitation. Most common, that's very underrated, is dreams, visions, and unknown dreams, that, or you know you dreamed but you don't remember. That's that Job 33, what I'm talking about. So the visitation of the Lord, what is it? My definition is, it's basically he reveals himself to you in a way that you can understand. He'll release his power, his love, divine strategies, peace, joy, instructions, encouragement, strength. These are the things, I often call them encounters, but they're visitations as well. Whether you know it or not, you're having them right now. You're having something happen because the Word of God is being preached right now. The Word of God is being released, and there's an interaction with your spirits, a transaction going on, and whether you know it or not, you're having it. So here's one of the ways you get ready for this is each day you want to bring heaven onto earth. This is how I do it. Jesus said, when they asked, you know, how do we pray? Teach us to pray. He said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so you can bring God's power and presence, the heavens, I guess the easiest to say is the qualities, the attributes of heaven need to come into your daily life. Peace, power, love, joy, the fruit of the Spirit. Begin to pray those things in and they will break the spirit of the world. You need to do this. Anyway, oh, I'm getting excited here. Jesus in John 4:24, he says this, God is spirit and we worship him in spirit and truth. So when we're dealing with this, when we're talking about encounters, you might not have a physical encounter. That's what you got to get. Get this understanding. Eyes are going to open. God is spirit. We worship him in our spirit. So the number one thing to prepare you for your visitation is let go of expectations or things that you've heard that are supposed to be. In Numbers 12:6 talks about Moses. And so he was high level, you know. The Lord says, when there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself in visions. I will speak to them in dreams, but not true with my servant Moses, who is faithful in all of my house. I speak to him face to face, clear, and not in riddles. Or another version says dark speech or hidden things or parables. So take a look at this. The Lord can speak to you in dreams. Write this down. Numbers 12, 6 through 8. He can speak to you in dreams. He can speak to you in visions. He can speak to you in riddles, in parables, in things like that, in symbolic things. That's what I train on all the time. But don't expect to be a visitation like Moses. There's only a few Moseses around. You know, I've known some of them. I've got to know and I've mentored under people. John Paul Jackson, Bob Jones, Larry Randolph were three powerful influencers in my life. They all had face-to-face encounters, but not every day. They only had a few, actually. Most people don't realize this, but face-to-face, they only had a few. And I have never had a face-to-face encounter with the Lord. I want you to know that. I try to tell people when I have these encounters, most of mine are in dreams. They're in different forms. So, you know, don't expect to see an angel. You can see, like with your open eyes, there's open eye visions, and there's internal visions. I get both, but it doesn't mean that the open-eyed vision is any better. I've only had a few. Maybe a few a year, but when I first started, I only had a few open-eyed visions. Those were no more powerful than the ones internally. And God will speak in many ways, and you know, we have to receive it by faith, whether you know it or not. You actually can see visions, you can see things internally. Angels do not normally, at least they've even told me, angels do not want to break the realm of you being able to see them, most likely, because when you do see them, they come in the glory and it freaks you out, it freaked me out. I've seen a few of them and where they came in, either in flesh or in spirit, you know, or a vision. And they normally, in fact, one of them told me, we don't do this. You don't have to get it because it will distract what we're bringing from the throne. And it will. It will distract because the glory comes. They don't want this to happen. And It will create warfare all around you when they do that. Because it's like, uh-oh, they're going to paint a target on you now. So be happy when you see those little lights out of the corner of your eye. Be happy when you sense things that are around. You can sense them. I sense things more than ever. And so the goal is to develop your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit and your intimacy with the Lord. Let me repeat that. You want to develop your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit and your intimacy with the Lord. So God will visit you in different ways. Here's a few of them. He'll speak to your spirit, maybe dreams and visions, angels, seen or unseen, divine moments, you know, the divine moment of understanding. You ever hear a sermon? Suddenly, you've read that verse forever. Suddenly it stands out. Is it impartations of peace, joy, and power, illuminating the Word of God to you? Or get caught up in a place of worship and prayer. These are visitations. So get ready right now. Understand this. The big part of getting ready for your visitation is understanding that it doesn't have to come with your physical eyes. The Lord doesn't have to come in and visit you face to face. Some people are waiting for that. It's almost a prideful thing. I'd repent of that if you think that your calling's so great that you're waiting for the Lord to come in. I really would. We need to really just open things up right now. In fact, I want to pray over you. This Isaiah 11 verse 2 is the seven spirits of the Lord. And now, Lord, I pray right now, Isaiah 11 2, the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon you. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord will rest upon you. Now notice the wisdom and understanding, counsel, might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord. The seventh one is the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. Notice they're in pairs. We need the power of agreement to come together. So Lord, I pray right now that you would jumpstart us into this, that you would help us to set up the environment that we could open the heavens and move in this way. I pray that you would open our eyes into the spiritual realm, but that means spiritual eyes, spiritual ears, sensing things, reading the Word and getting wisdom and understanding is powerful. Lord, I pray that you would prepare us in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. There's some powerful stuff going on. You're going to want to listen to this again. Hey, I want to invite you to a special training I'm doing this Saturday, June 19th. Preparing for your visitation, releasing the spirit of Elijah. Go to DougAddison.com/visitation. You've got to sign up. There is a small cost. You know, you get the notes and stuff, and you don't have to be there live, but we do need to get you to sign up. And this is going to be one of the more powerful ones. The Lord is releasing the spirit of Elijah. This is to turn our hearts back to the Lord. It's the healing. It's the blessing of a father that most people need. And it's the healing of the father heart of the Lord. And I could go on and on and on, but the spirit of Elijah is part of it. But preparing you for your visitation will help you remove those things. Remove the orphan spirit. Remove the things. People who are walking around saying they have a wounded child. My little girl is wounded. And they're adults. And now I'm not judging you. I'm just saying that's a sign. You need the spirit of Elijah to come in and heal that and integrate you and call you up to the next level. If you know someone who's going through this, or maybe you're in the counseling ministries, this is the time. This special training is going to be so, so powerful. DougAddison.com/visitation. Also, we have a position open at Intellect Connection. It's one job, but it's called a content writer and publishing specialist, both together as one to help with our publishing, writing, and things like that. So go to DougAddison.com/jobs on that one. Hey, I hope you can join us, you know, with this online training. It's a workshop. I tell you, this is one of the more powerful ones I've felt in a long, long time. Just go there and at least look at the video and see things at DougAddison.com/visitation. Okay, everybody, see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.